Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea.
And I'm James. And in today's episode, we're back home.
Woohoo!
Back home.
At last.
I know. It's been a while. We're talking to some of the best UK music festivals.
Yeah, that's right.
Sync. Actually, we're going to go to a music festival. We're going to mic up, get leathered and walk around it. But which one?
Well, you will not find out until the next episode. But today it's going to be all about some potential UK musical festivals that it could be.
Not musical festivals, music festivals. Not like the Greatest Showman in a tent.
That would be amazing. I would absolutely go to that. But as you correctly said, an important part of that episode and also this one is that we're going to have a drink to see us through. And James, we are
here.
Oh my
God, we're back.
We're back home by the drinks trolley. So the drink is in abundance. In fact, I believe, have we got more drink here than ever before?
Yeah, we need a second trolley. We need another trolley to go by the main trolley.
Right,
but today we're not going to have something. We don't need it to be tied to whatever we're going to. So we're just going to have.
You just pick me something from the trolley, please.
Would you like an Aperol spritz?
Yeah, always.
One part Aperol, one part spritz. Zero parts sparkling water, soda water. Which is supposed to be absolutely nonsense.
One part Aperol, one part spritz is not the recipe for Aperol spritz.
Yeah, no, one part Aperol, one part Prosecco.
Yeah.
I think it's not that strong, actually.
You've got the bottle in front of you, which has got the recipe.
It does, actually. Three parts Prosecco, two parts Aperol, one part soda. My top tip is to ignore the soda part because it's unnecessary.
Right, okay.
So it does actually say it on the back of the bottle. 3, 2, 1. Three parts Aperol. No, sorry, I got it wrong. We've had a drink already. Three parts Prosecco, two parts Aperol, one part soda. Ignore that. Pour over plenty of ice and garnish. That means decorate with a slice of orange.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to have.
Okay, brilliant.
Oh.
Have you got some Prosecco?
Yes.
We've got those mini bottles.
Yes, we do.
Are you making it?
Am I making it now?
Yeah.
I'm making it now. Of course I am. Yeah.
Talk me through what you're doing, please.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm putting in Aperol, Prosecco. We do have a little bit of soda. You can have a splash of soda.
No, let's do it properly. Pop some soda in. Always good to keep hydrated.
Splash of soda. And there's a garnish with a bit of orange.
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Yum. Are you having one also?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll cheers you.
3, 2, 1.
Cheers. Oh, it's lovely. I'm a big fan.
If there was Aperol Fest, I'd go there. It doesn't exist, though, as far as I'm aware.
It is very nice to be back here, though, with the big array of drinks, with the drinks trolley. And I think, I'm pretty sure, that after we've done our UK festival, John, we'll do another, like, London-based activity.
Yeah, we will.
So, I know we've been away a lot, but we're back. But, in this episode, we are about to leave again, because we're doing UK music festivals.
I do love a music festival.
Do you? What do you love about it?
So, there's parts of it I love, and there's parts of it I'm not so in love with. I do like...
Start with what you love.
I do like that you can get up very early and immediately just get on it. That is fun.
A bit like going to the airport and having a pint at Wetherspoons.
No, not at Wetherspoons. I'll never go there because the guy who runs it's an idiot. But I do like getting to the airport where time doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. And you're right. It is exactly the same at a festival.
So you can get up pretty late, actually, and then just crack on and go back, have a nice sleep, and then get up and repeat again. If you're camping on site, some festivals, some modern festivals, you only go for a day. Modern festival.
Okay, so how does that work for you? If you're going to a day festival, say in London, where we live.
Yeah, I live in London.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you getting up in the morning and having a beer?
No, because sometimes it's frowned upon to start drinking at, say, like 2 p.m.
I know, but I'm applying your festival logic.
Yes, but if you're going to a festival that's in the day, a lot of them do start with the early bands, even though you don't want to see them, but you don't want to say that, at like 2 p.m. Go and have some food, have a burger, sit down in the sun, and then pretend to listen to the music, and then go see the people you want later on in the day. That's what I do.
I was going to say, I love that your first thing that you love about UK music festivals is not the music, it's the drinking.
No, it's the culture.
And so far, you've actually shown complete dissatisfaction to the musical element.
No. The music is everything that drives it, but it's the culture that music brings in. That's really important.
I love that you're calling pre-noon drinking culture.
Yeah.
That's true English culture right there.
It's noonies. You can just basically start drinking just after midday.
It's called what? Noonies?
Noonies. You have noonies. Everyone knows what noonies is.
I've never heard of that in my life.
What the hell?
Noonies.
Noonies is when you pop out at noon and then just start drinking.
I have never heard that.
What? Noonies.
You've just made that up.
I've never. We speak about it on the show I work on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You always know. Thanks for listening. Noonies.
No, okay. I need other people to say that they also didn't know this. Let us know. Let me know. Just on Instagram, it's Tips Tourism. Let me know. Did you know what noonies was?
Yes. I don't know what noonies is.
Look, I'm happy because I've learned some new vocab. Which, you know, we always said that this podcast was educational.
Yeah,
it's good when it comes through.
I'll teach you shit.
Right, so normally what we do in the warm-up episode is we go through a load of tourist activities that we could do in the place that we are. And in the next episode, you come with us. So what I'm thinking is we're going to talk UK music festivals. I normally set the agenda, but...
What's that mean?
I'm normally the one given the options.
Okay, yeah.
And you're reacting.
Yeah.
I love it when I have to remind James how this podcast works. Yeah. But since you've been to a fair few UK music festivals, more than me, you need to be bringing some to the table as well.
I'm the expert.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Okay, so I think you should kick it off. What have you got first up for us?
First up, what can I kick off? I'll kick off with the one that I went to first. My first ever music festival.
Was it your first ever music festival or your first proper music festival?
My first ever music festival. Oh. But it was a proper one as well.
Oh, you did it properly.
Yeah. I went to Creamfields. My first ever festival was Creamfields. And right. It was back in 2009.
Remind people where you're from.
I'm from West Cumbria, Whitehaven. That's where I went to school. And not many people come to Cumbria as performance artists, so we have to travel to see them. So I eventually travelled in 2009, and it was Tiësto playing.
Whoa. Was that the reason you'd booked the tickets of your mates, or was it the culture?
All of it. Tiësto was playing. Pete Tong was playing, David Guetta was playing, Basement Jacks were playing, Paul Van Dyke was playing, my mate Damien wanted to see Ferry Corsten, my mate Christian wanted to see Deadmau5, and they were all there, and we were like,
actually an exceptional lineup that really holds up still.
Thank you.
We still know all those artists is actually pretty impressive.
That was 2009.
Was that your type of music back then?
I enjoyed that music then.
For people who don't know, James works at Radio X, which is mostly guitar music.
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
Did you see one guitar at Creamfields?
Who would have had a guitar?
David Guetta?
No, he just had three notes on his keyboard. Who would have? No, I don't think there's any guitars. That was my first experience. It's a bit carnage.
What do you mean by carnage? That's a knowing laugh.
There is.
Did you set anyone's tent on fire, James?
No, there was no tent on fire.
Oh, that's good.
No, that was. I only saw that at Leeds Festival. We'll come into that later. But, well, basically, there's a lot of illegal substances at Creamfields. PVA.
A lot of Pret Stick, a lot of PVA, sometimes super glue.
And really, actually, really annoyingly, I think there were three of us driving down from Cumbria to Creamfields, and Tony and John drove straight in, but I was signalled aside by the police.
Oh my God.
And I got taken across to a gazebo. And
you had three Pret Sticks on you, didn't you?
I had to completely empty my Renault Clio, and they did a full on inspection of my car. And I was like, "What did I think I've got in here?"
Your first festival ever.
Yeah, so I had to completely take everything out, and then they did a full on inspection, got the dogs in, and I was nervous. I didn't even have anything, but I was like, "What happens if like?"
What if someone had once been in your car?
What happens if they smell
drops? Something.
Yeah. What happens if they've got like they smell oil or something from the engine? They're like, oh, that's drugs.
Well,
I was clean.
Do you know what's so funny? Because I'm an absolute square, everyone. I'm really sorry, but I've never even tried a drug in my life. I know it's really cringe. I actually think it's shameful. But every time I go through security, I'm like, what if someone's dropped a pill in my bag?
Yeah.
It always goes in my head. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to stop me. You know, when you watch Australia's
Border Force Control,
and they do the dip in the backpack,
yeah.
And it comes up with like, you've got amphetamines or something. I think that's going to happen to me.
Yeah, it's not. It's so absolutely fine.
That's what you thought was going to happen to
so
you.
So I had a full on inspection. And by inspection, I don't mean like, oh.
They didn't check any cavities.
No, there was no gloves inserted. They did it without, and I loved, no, none of that. There was none of that detailed inspection. It was just a kind of like, empty your bags, have you got any glass, have you got any drugs? No, I've got no drugs anyway. Anyway.
But hang on, we do need to talk about the elephant in the room.
What?
Which is, how old were you?
Oof.
2009.
2009? How old would I have been in 2009?
Can you do some maths? Well, I was 19 and I think you're 3 years older than me. So you would have been 22.
22? 22, yeah.
And let's just say, how old are you now?
34.
If you've never seen a picture of James, just imagine him 10 years younger than he is. So you must have looked 12.
I've got a picture of me at the festival.
Yeah, but I love that they decided to ransack the car.
That's me.
Of a 12-year-old.
Look at that. That's me there. That's me at the festival.
Oh my God, you look such a baby. I love that they let your two mates go in, which, no offence, I am looking at a picture of them now.
Yeah.
Your friends look quite suspect.
Who?
John, for a starter.
John looks great. He's got a vest on.
You're all wearing matching sunglasses. Tell me about that.
Well, if you notice in the photo, I am not wearing sunglasses.
Oh.
But Ben and John have got matching sunglasses, and they look cool. They looked very cool.
But they didn't get stopped. So all I'm saying is, perhaps this is a tactic for everyone to try if they're trying to get to Creamfields this year. Wear sunglasses. You're not going to get stopped.
We didn't get caught with anything, thank you. And then, no, it was all right. Some bigger boys nicked our chairs. So when we went to see Tiesto, our chairs got nicked. So... we had to sit on the floor, and then we all forgot pans, so we had to cook bacon. We had some bacon that we'd bought. We had to cook bacon inside. We were ingenious. We were like Bear Grylls. We had to cook bacon inside a tin of beans, which is clever, right?
That is clever.
You put the bean can on the stove.
Like,
voila,
a camp stove.
There's a pan. There you go.
Right, James, I'm so sorry, but if
anyway,
this
we've
is
di-
the,
we've diverted
sorry,
away from
if this thing. Is the wildest story you have from Creamfields, I honestly, the police who were searching your car were wasted their fucking time, didn't they?
It was my first festival. I'm not taking in bags of all kinds of legal
no,
shit.
No, I know, but my point is, of all the mad stories you could have shared here, you've just shared that you forgot a pan, so you had to cook bacon in a beast yeah. tin.
That's Creamfields for you.
Do you remember how much you paid for your ticket?
Not a clue.
These days.
Yeah.
I just looked. It's like 250 quid.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think we paid that.
Well, that's a lot.
That's inflation for you.
Yeah. And it's in Chelmsford now. So the Chelmsford one's already been. But if you go to the, I imagine you went to the original Cheshire one.
OG, yeah.
And that's at the end of August.
That's what I went to. So bank holiday August.
Mm.
That's what I was at.
So you're saying you would like to relive that?
No. I enjoyed it at the time, and that's all I'll be doing.
So you haven't got, what's your sales patter for it?
Not for me. Not for me. Enjoyed it at the time. Nice introduction. See you later.
Okay, actually, this is a good point. Because for the Chelmsford Creamfields, on the same weekend, there was another...
Chelmsford's posh, though.
Well, maybe it's a different vibe. Yeah, maybe it's more you. You have changed, James.
I know.
Maybe you need to go to the Chelmsford Creamfields.
I have not changed.
Well, the same weekend, so it's already been and gone, was the festival Mighty Hoopla.
We went to Mighty Hoopla.
Slightly different vibe.
Woo! That is different.
Mighty Hoopla is the UK's biggest pop festival. And the lineup this year...
Oh, my God.
...was outrageous.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I was there.
And and this is a big point about this. Whilst we went, James's entire workforce went on a bus to go and see Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, it's quite a different comparison.
At Nebworth.
They were at Nebworth, and I was watching Cascada. Blue.
Sugar Babes.
No, they were the next night.
I know, I'm just saying, who else was at Mighty Hoopla?
Anastasia.
Oh my gosh, she was so good.
Steps.
Yeah.
There was a tent just playing Kylie. Also, Five were there.
But there was three.
Three of Five. Two of them couldn't be there. Richie was there.
I think James might have been one of 10 straight men at the festival.
Hello.
You were really doing a lot for diversity.
I was.
You were. But I've got to say, especially...
A diverse northern straight man.
Yeah. I've got to say, especially as a woman, it was one of the friendliest...
Oh, my God.
...and most fun festivals I've ever been to in my life. It's in Brockwell Park in London. The tickets were like £50 per day.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you are looking for a festival that's just full of people dancing, singing, having a laugh...
Samantha Fox.
Oh my, who?
What? Natalie Imbruglia.
Who the hell's Samantha Fox?
Fuck off.
Foxes?
No.
Who's Samantha Fox?
She's an old glamour model. Well. She was there. Hadaway, Two Unlimited, Basement Jacks.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I would absolutely recommend that in the future if you just want a really fun UK festival.
Oh, honestly, bloody brilliant.
Oh, we should talk about a classic one for me and you at least.
What's that?
We both went to a festival which was at the time quite small, but it's now become one of the big hitters.
Which one?
Parklife.
In Manchester.
Do you remember what it used to be called?
Yeah, it used to be called Ferret.
Mad Ferret.
Mad Ferret Festival. It was in Platfields Park. And it was very close to where all the students lived in Fallowfield. So if you went to the university in Manchester or Man Met, you would live, normally a lot of the students lived in Fallowfield. And that is where Platfields Park was.
Yeah.
And that's where it was originally. Now, where's it at now?
It's in Heaton Park now.
Yeah, bigger park.
Much bigger.
Up north.
Yeah,
Manchester.
much bigger situation. But it was always the weekend that everyone finished university.
Oh, it was brilliant.
So it was a absolute go-to pilgrimage if you were a Manchester student. I only went one year, and I actually went the first year it was called Parklife. I'm going to look at the 2012 lineup because that's when I went. Oh, it was Dizzy Rascal.
Oh, I went then as well.
Yeah,
you did. I still lived in Manchester.
But I remember I went, and I had absolutely zero sleep, and it was an absolute mess, I'll be honest. But hey, it's good to see. It's good to see small
things.
Festival's doing well.
Fucking flying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
these days, I'm pretty sure I only paid about £20. It wasn't a lot. These days, day ticket, £80.
Is it?
£80.
Got to pay for security nowadays. Yeah. Those fence jumpers. Stop jumping into bloody festivals. Stop it.
If you want to go Saturday, Sunday, it's £130.
Oof.
But that's what you got to pay these days for festivals, don't you think?
Yeah.
Everything's getting so bloody pricey. Right, we'll be back in a second, and I've got a little game for you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
James.
What?
We're going to do something a little bit different.
Go on.
I thought we've had a few drinks. We're going to play a little game of, do you know what this theme tune is?
Price is Right.
You know it. And do you remember what you have to do in this game?
You have to tickle Bruce's chin.
No.
And, oh no, it's higher or lower.
It is higher or lower.
Price, is it higher or lower? Tickle. Yeah, go on.
Stop tickling Bruce. Bloody hell. No one needs that.
He's gone.
Right.
He's gone.
I've got some stats from 2019. Now, before you say they're out of date, bear in mind, there have been a few years where the stats haven't been what they were due to the pandemic. So we're going for 2019 stats.
Yeah. Panny D.
Okay. So we're going to start with a stat.
So this is a game, higher or lower, of what you're doing now.
Yeah. And it's on the basis that we bloody love a fact here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you're going to learn something, you know, about festivals because this is education.
I'll ring my grandma and tell her some facts.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off with a fact. In 2019, 5.2 million people from the UK attended a festival.
I was one of them.
Were you?
Yeah.
Excellent. By the way, I get these stats from Ticketmaster, so if they're wrong, blame them, not me.
Yeah, okay. Ring him up.
I haven't done a personal study, no. And that works out at 7.9% of the population.
Okay.
So my question is, 7.9%, is that more or less than the amount of people who will book a ticket before the lineup is announced?
Oh, you're doing it the other way. So we're not starting with 7.9%.
We are starting with 7.9.
Yeah, so is the number of people who booked a ticket higher or lower?
No. 7.9% are the amount of people who went to a festival from the UK.
Yeah.
The next stat coming up is the percentage of people who will book a ticket before the lineup is announced. So is that higher or lower than 7.9%?
Okay, do it again.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you making me do it again?
Because you did it backwards, but do it again.
Okay, is this the time to tell you that I've never seen The Price is Right?
Yeah. You're doing it backwards. Okay, try it again. Give it another go.
Okay, let me start from the top.
Yeah.
7.9%
mm-hmm.
of people from the UK attended a festival in 2019.
Understood.
Is the amount of people who will book a ticket before the lineup is announced higher or lower than that?
The number of people who book a ticket before it's announced.
Yeah. Is that percentage higher or lower than 7.9%? Have I done it right?
Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
Way higher. I think loads of people book before stuff's announced.
It's lower.
What?
6%. 6% of people will book a lineup before it's announced.
What the hell?
I know, it really surprised me as well. Because I thought, like, Glastonbury, everyone books way before anything's announced. Wow, well,
maybe Glastonbury is the exception. Maybe people, apart from Glastonbury, will go, I'm waiting to see you yeah. at that festival before they go. Okay.
Yeah, Glastonbury's got you skewed there. It
did skew me.
Mm-hmm. So, Glastonbury. Keep that 6% in mind, yeah?
Yeah.
But is the amount of people who look at the lineup's diversity before booking higher or lower than 6%?
Lower.
It's higher. You're what? Doing terribly. I love this. My favourite game.
People were useless.
Nah, 30%. 30% of people look at the lineup's diversity before booking. However, I wonder if people are saying that because they want to look good.
Yeah.
I also, it does just say look at it. It doesn't actually say whether they go, that's awful, I am not booking this gig. But,
that's whiffy.
Right, keep 30% in your head. Mm-hmm. Is the amount of people mm-hmm. who had sex at a festival higher or lower than 30%?
Than 30%?
Mm.
Hello? Yeah, way higher.
Oh.
I think people who stay at festivals all tanked up, I reckon that's like 80%.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe 80, 85.
Do you want to put some money on it?
Yeah. No, I don't want to put money on it. I'll put nothing on it.
It is higher, so you do get a point.
Woo!
Well done. But it's only 37%.
37%?
I know. I thought that was quite low as well.
No, 7% of people that go to festivals.
Yeah. So do you want to know the breakdown?
Yeah.
59% said no. 20% said yes, but with a partner.
Yeah.
Only 17% say with someone new, and 5% say they prefer not to say, which I find really funny.
That's a yes.
So we might be able to add the 5%.
Yeah.
Maybe they were asked when they were with a partner.
What percent was it people said yeah?
37.
37?
Yeah. Yeah.
Christ. Okay.
It's lower than I thought as well.
Liars.
And do you want to know how many people have started a meaningful relationship at a festival?
Yeah, 100%.
7%.
Seven, that's what I was going to say.
Seven. Yeah. So yeah, if you're not into your apps, maybe get yourself to a festival. Yeah. You've got a 17% chance of having sex with someone new, and then it 7% turn it into something magical.
Excellent.
That's how they should sell festivals, if you ask me.
That was a festival game. Festival game. Festival game. Festival game. Festival game. Festival game. Festival game.
Let's go in with the big hitter, the one that we both want to chat about. Glastonbury.
Oh, Glastonbury. Also known as Glasto, it is sometimes on the television.
It's always on the television. We've both been. You've been a couple of times. I've been once.
Glasto Pops.
It's incredible.
It is. It is like the ultimate festival.
And I think when people have been, they have this kind of response to it, like we have now. And if you haven't been, it's like, shut up. Stop banging on about Glastonbury. I get it. It is proper boring, isn't it, to hear people bang on.
It's so kind
of it's so life changing. It changed my life.
It doesn't change your life, but a lot of people just associate with mud.
Yeah,
and that's a fair point, but that is quite rare for it to be a muddy washout.
Have you been whilst it's been a washout?
I have been twice. The first time it was glorious, and the second time was muddy as hell.
It's just a threat, you know. It's going to happen at some point. If you're going to go year on year, it's going to happen. You just need some good wellies.
It wasn't like I was sleeping in mud. It just meant that I needed to wear wellies.
Yeah,
that's all it meant. But it was Beyonce. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Better pop star. Have you heard of Beyonce?
I have actually heard of her. She's quite underground, yeah. But I have.
She is a famous lady, and she stayed with us in our tent. In hospitality, yeah, she stayed there.
What? Were you one of the 17%?
Yeah, I went with work, and she was in the tent next to us, and, yeah, pretty cool
Are
lady.
Are you joking? I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No, she was nowhere near us. She stayed, like, yeah. Beyonce did not camp. Beyonce was not camping.
I know, but you worked for a radio station at that time, so I think you were staying in some kind of, like, press area. She could have been there.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice, but all it meant that was we had toilets and a shower, which I was very lucky to have, I will admit. But we did not have Beyonce staying in the tent next to us. No, she wasn't there.
Well, the thing I like about Glastonbury is, yes, you have those massive, amazing headliners. Like, this year it's Billie Eilish, Paul McCartney...
From the Beatles.
Kendrick Lamar. Which is very good and exciting, and lots of people like that. But it's the little stuff I like.
Yeah, it's like... Actually, we only discovered it on the final day. We went to
the circus tents,
and that was fun stuff.
Yeah,
and
then we went
the wild and free stages, like the hippie...
The healing fields.
The healing fields.
And we had a massage.
We did.
We went into they had this massive tent. I don't know if they do it every year, and it was pay what you fancy for a massage, and you get like 20 minutes.
Yeah, paid a grand.
We went in. everyone else.
I didn't.
To be fair, it was basically 9 women and 1 man who looked like Mr. Wheato.
Mr. Wheato, cereal man.
Off of the cereal.
Yeah.
Guess who I got?
You got a cereal man.
I got Mr. Wheato.
Yeah.
I won't lie though. Great massage. Gave him a tenner.
Did you?
Mm.
I give my lady a tenner as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lovely time. Very happy. Yeah, it was good.
Don't say no, you were happy.
I was happy.
After a massage.
It was just a happy time
of
my
no,
life.
No, James!
It was like...
Oh my God, you're a
But
nightmare.
We had a great time.
Yeah, and Glastonbury is £280 plus a booking fee, so it's definitely one of the more pricey ones. But it does run a bit longer.
Take home your tent. Don't ruin the fields. Don't ruin the farm.
Yeah.
You pillocks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's true of any festival, to be fair.
Yeah, don't.
That's not just Glastonbury.
Yeah, and just don't litter. Recycle.
But on the other end of the spectrum, smaller festival-wise, we have done a few good ones there as well. Do you remember last year? And this is when a lot of festivals got cancelled. But we managed to persevere, and we went to one. It was called... Diva Festival.
Diva Festival.
D-E-V-A.
Yeah.
Diva. And the feeling we're on.
Honestly, it was one of the best festivals I've ever been to. And it's mainly led because I really like the band The Feeling. I know that is not a popular opinion necessarily.
I don't know, they were very popular.
Yeah, most played band in radio one of the years in the 2000s-somethings. But it's like... Oh, it was such a good gig, and I really like the album 12 Stops from Home, so I really enjoyed that festival.
Yeah, do you want to know who's playing this year?
A Diva Festival? Mm. Well, it was a Foo Fighters tribute band, then it was The Feeling.
That was last year?
Yeah. No, it was 2 years ago, but yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was last year.
I think it was pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm. No. It was definitely a pandemic thing. No, stop. We have to find this out.
It was pre-pandemic.
No.
Yeah, The Feeling Diva Festival. It might even be 2019.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me that. That makes me so sad that I keep doing this.
Yeah.
It's like, in my head, I have blanked out the last 2.5 years. This has happened, like, this is the fifth time I've done this, where I'm like, it was last year and it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Oh, my God, you're joking. Well, anyway, this year, Heather Small.
Moving on up.
Sophia Lesbexter.
Made with the dance floor.
Sonique.
The hour makes me high.
And Scammer for Girls.
She's so lovely. She's so jubbly.
We didn't even practice that. You won't believe it. £37 for a day ticket and £88 for the weekend. And you can camp. It's near Chester.
It is good.
So we went back home. So I'm from Wrexham. So we went and stayed at mine and then went to Diva Fest.
Honestly, I really enjoyed it. It was such a good festival.
I think that's what's really nice about small festivals as well. We got so close to the stage.
Yeah, we did.
And we don't do that at big festivals.
Yeah. I was heckling.
You weren't heckling.
I wasn't heckling.
You were basically blowing kisses at him.
Love you, Dan.
James loved them so much.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Also, did you have any festivals growing up where you were? Like, did Whitehaven have like a small little festival?
A small festival. Mm-hmm. We had the Maritime Festival. I'm from Whitehaven. Oh my God. I need to Google it because we had Whitehaven
that
Festival.
That sounds wild.
Which had, I think it had like 100,000 people that came to it. Yeah, shut up.
That's half of Glasgow.
Yeah, we had a big old festival. We've had Status Quo.
What?
Yeah, and my dad supported them because my dad's in a band. My dad supported Status Quo at Whitehaven Festival. In fact, the same year, this was the lineup, I remember it. Status Quo. Next day, N-dubs. Next day.
N-dubs!
Next, they played outside Argos car park. Next day, were you laughing? That's where the stage was, on the car park. Catherine Jenkins. Mismatch. Not Mismatch. Range. That's what I meant to say. Edit that out. Range. What do you think of that? And then not only that, we've had loads of other people. The Red Arrows perform. John Christoph Mavelli, he performed on stage in a tent. I found the website. A lot of tall ships came in. They come in and go, look at this big tall ship.
I really enjoy that part of the festival lineup is transport.
Transport? What, ships? Look
and
here.
And the Red Arrows.
Red Arrows were there.
So hang on, if it's so good, why have you never taken me to Whitehaven Festival?
Because they stopped doing it because it was too good. McFly have been.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I take everything back. It sounds mint.
Oh, so many good people have been there.
Well, if you're going to do a shout out for a homegrown festival, can I do one for mine as well?
Yes.
Focus Wales in Wrexham is incredible, like genuinely incredible. Every single year they have like 20 different stages and hundreds of artists from all over the world come to Wrexham and perform. And it's normally in May. So next year we should... I tell you what. Next year, I'll take you to Focus Wales.
Yeah.
And you can take me to whatever Whitehaven Festival you want.
Well, look, okay, yeah.
Well, look, they've got time to put it back on.
Yes.
They've got time to call the Red Arrows and say, hello, can you come? Hello,
it's
Mr.
Been a while
Tallship.
Since it's been a while since the Red Arrows have been there, but yeah, I'll ring Mr. Raff.
Just call them and say, look, I need to beat Chelsea because she's going to take me to Focus, which
or
is
Mrs.
brilliant.
Raff. Yeah, or Mrs. Raff.
Yeah, and so I need to beat her. If you can get your shit together, please.
Place.
And then we can take Tipsy Tourism there.
Yeah.
So I think that's something we can do. Before we wrap this up, and bloody hell, we've been chatting.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
We have been chatting. We've had a few drinks. Apologies about that. I do think we both need to talk about the first festival that we went to together.
What was that?
Leeds.
Leeds Festival.
Leeds Festival is the festival I've been to the most in my life.
I've had some bad experiences at Leeds.
Oh, my God.
I think I've been three times to Leeds and Reading, but Leeds is better because I tell you what is an interesting fact. Leeds is louder. You're allowed to play louder music at Leeds Festival because there's no residential rules.
That is a great fact.
Thank you. I'll teach you that.
We'll give you a little bing.
Bing.
Yeah. We have been together probably three times.
What's the first festival we went to together?
It is. What a magical... Oh, my God, if we get married...
No, we're not.
And do our Leeds Fest.
No, we shouldn't.
On stage. You could propose to me on stage.
I tell you what. Was the first time I went to Leeds Festival you a bad time?
Yes.
Okay. So, when I went to Leeds Festival, I think it was my second time. But my first time, clearly with Chelsea, I had a very bad experience.
Yes, he did. I think it took our relationship to next levels as well, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah, we'll come on to that in a second.
Firstly, I had a lot to drink. The first time I ever went was on my own, and I was a disgrace. There's a Domino's pizza stand, and I disappeared from everyone I was with for 2 hours.
And again, James was there with work colleagues.
Yeah, I just met them.
Yeah,
just
so should have had a hint of decorum about him.
I disappeared for 2.5 hours and came back with two boxes of Domino's pizzas. And I was...
Best drunk ever.
But you think that at that point. But I started launching slices of pizza. Like, overarm throws. Like... to people in the hope that they'd catch them. No one caught them. I went and spent like 30 quid on two pizzas and just launched them across the field when I went back and met up with my friends.
And they didn't know you well enough to be like, lol.
No, I was brand new. So that was a mess, and I was an absolute disaster. I was an absolute disaster with that entire thing.
I truly believe that everyone has a moment when they join a company for the first time where they completely disgrace themselves.
That was mine.
And it teaches you to be on your best behaviour. But it normally happens within a month or two. And it's like a make or break. Some people lose their jobs. If you keep it, then you just know to behave.
Yeah. But all the people I was with felt responsible because they'd all bought in on the drinks as well. But they thought it was my complete fault. But they all felt responsible. Yeah, but they did. But I went and bought my own as well. However, the next year I went was with you.
Yes.
And I started play fighting after a lot of drinks with my friend Max.
Mm-hmm.
And Max is significantly bigger than me.
I've got a good comparison.
Yeah.
He was Desperate Dan and you were Dennis the Menace.
Yes, that's good.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, it's like he was, you know, Monsters, Inc.
Sully.
I was Mike, he was Sully.
Oh my God.
Like, it was, I was the small one, but I started play fighting with him.
Idiot.
And we were on a very large hill. And somehow I fell, but he fell onto me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fell down the hill.
You and like as, rolled together.
Yeah,
quite,
we did. It was almost romantic. It was almost romantic. But as we had that first initial hit, when I hit the hill, I heard a crack. But because I was so boozed, I was like, oh dear. But then as we rolled further, things started to develop and I was like more and more in pain.
Oh, pain.
So I had to kind of like tap his face to tap out and like stop.
You needed a safe word.
We didn't have a safe word.
Oh, God. Because
I was so new in that world of that new job. And I was...
You've been in it for a year at this point.
I was in agony. But because I was so boozed, I knew I was broken.
We went to the tent. We went to the medical... I took you to the medical tent.
Yeah, we went to the medical tent. There's a hospital on site at Leeds Festival. So eventually, I got taken in a Land Rover Defender.
I like that you noted that.
Great perk. To the on-site festival. And I was like, hello. And I was speaking pretty normally. I was like, I think I've just broken my collarbone because I heard it crack. And I think I'm going into shock, but I've had quite a lot to drink. And they're like, oh, we'll take you through to the bone doctor. I was like, oh, you've got a bone doctor. Excellent. So you weren't allowed to come through with me, so I went through on my own.
I was stood outside the tent.
Were you? And I had to get examined by the bone doctor, and he made me do all kinds of exercises, and eventually he was making me do stuff, and this is horrible, you might want to like switch off for 30 seconds. He said lift your arm, but as he did, it clicked and popped out of my skin. And I was like, this feels like it's popping out. And he was like, no, and he literally said the words to me, and I still remember them now. He said, trust me, I am a bone doctor. You just have ligament damage. So I was like, champion. So he gave me some really strong painkillers.
Yeah.
And then we just went back to my tent. And I had the worst night's sleep of my life.
Yeah, you were a nightmare.
I was a nightmare. And I was like, well, do you know what? Mr. Bone Doctor has said you haven't got a broken bone. And I was like, oh, just liggy damage. So I drove home. And in agony, couldn't change gear. Disaster.
Didn't think I'll go to the A&E because the bone doctor had told you it was fine.
And then after two more days at work, the people at the radio station booked me a trip to A&E. They booked me a taxi and were like, you are going to A&E now because you can't use your left arm anymore. And guess what? It was broken. Bone doctor was wrong. So, yeah. My friend had actually broken my collarbone. And that's my experience of Leeds Festival, our first festival together.
But this is what I mean. This is why it was a pivotal moment in our relationship. Because for the next, I think it was several weeks.
I was in like a strap-on sling. No. I was like, because if you get, well, yeah, and this is diverted.
Can't divert people editing that.
If you've got a collarbone breakage, you can't put it in a cast.
No.
Cast or cask?
It's definitely a cast, and you've definitely cast had too much to drink. With
cast
a
or a key. Okay. Is it cast?
A cast. You can't put it in a cast.
Can't put it in cast. So you've just got to strap your arm up so it stays still. Mm. So I was in this kind of like...
Strap.
Yeah. I was a strap on. Strap on my arm.
Right.
And it was mounted there. And it was so frustrating because it was so hard to get dressed. It was so hard to shower.
To help you. I did not ever help you with the toilet. No. That would have been a step too far. I mean, I would do it, James. Just all the love in my heart. But everything else, I remember having to like put you in the shower, how to put your seatbelt on in cars, all that kind of stuff. It does take you to the next level of relationship.
Wham!
It's like we got like a little gold star from that wilderness.
Yeah.
Right, they are some options. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more UK music festivals out there. So which one will we be taking you with us next episode?
Was it one we mentioned?
Maybe.
Or is it something entirely different?
Oh, the only way you're going to know is if you listen to the next episode of Tipsy Tourism. But for now, thank you so much for listening. As always, please do leave us a review.
And if you're new, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for making it this far. Make sure you're subscribed so the next episode appears straight in your feed when it is uploaded.
Yeah, and if you cannot wait until then, you can sign up to our Patreon where you'll get the episodes a day early. All you need to do is search for Patreon, so it's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/tipsytourism. And there's other perks there as well.
Yeah, there is loads of stuff there. Search for it. Thanks for listening, yes. And we'll speak to you in the next episode.
From a UK musical festival.
But where?
See you then. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.